Renew Rensselaer is a group of RPI alumni who have convened out of concern for the future of their alma mater. Mark Dunley interviewed member John Krobe to find out more.
This is Mark Dunley, and I'm talking with John Krobe, who is a member of the 1978 class of RPI, got a degree in civil engineering with a minor in management. And he is part of a group of alumni at RPI, Renew Rensselaer, who have begun to raise some questions about the direction of the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. So, John, why don't you just briefly give me an introduction? You know, what is Renew Rensselaer, and, you know, why was it started?
Well, I think there's been a general concern building among the alumni base about issues that have happened on campus, particularly the change in management or oversight of the student union. But there's also, I think, a high level of awareness about the financial condition of the university and maybe some slippage in their academic rankings.
Many of us remember when Shirley Jackson was first brought in as the new head president of RPI. She was particularly renowned for her fundraising skill, and certainly heard a lot of news the first couple of years about some major donations. But yet, it seems that over time, the amount of debt at the university has been increasing, some of that related to some of the problems with impact. But how has the university been doing with fundraising?
Of late, it seems to have plateaued. We actually just put out an updated chart on our website to chronicle that the level of alumni support from back as far as the late 90s, carrying it forward to 2017. And very clearly, there was initial excitement and a lot of alumni financial support for the launch of the Rensselaer Plan that went along with the early years of the Jackson administration. And in all fairness, there was a great need to invest in the physical plant at the university, which we all applauded and we strongly encouraged. I know I made special additional donations for the campaign, even though I still had two kids to put through college. So my general sense is there was strong support, and the data supports that. At the time that we started hearing about some more serious issues on campus, faculty unrest, cost overruns with MPAC, general management style issues with how she governed the university. So clearly there was a dip during the Great Recession and then a modest recovery, but the alumni level of contribution in dollar terms has not recovered to the pre-recession levels.
I was reading the organization Renew Rensselaer's website, and I had known that the debt has been mounted at RPI, and that various outside rating firms have downgraded the financial ratings for, say, like, for bonds and stuff like that. But also apparently the funding for research is beginning to tank a bit. That, a lot of that, surprisingly to me at least, came because of the Obama, economic stimulus. But as that has dropped off the table, the university has continued to put, I guess, money into research, but without that funding, and that has been increasing the debt?
Well, I wouldn't attribute that directly to a debt increase. What has happened clearly is the levels of government spending toward university research have declined. You mentioned the waning of the Obama stimulus plan, but there was also the sequester deal following the 2010 congressional elections that put a clamp on all types of government spending, so research for universities was not immune from that. What we were surprised to see is that the level of revenue from research coming to RPI fell so sharply. It peaked at close to $100 million in 2013, and in the most recent year, it was down below $75 million, and we believe that has caused additional financial stress. I can't say that has led directly to increases in debt. From what I've seen, the debt levels have been holding fairly steady since around 2011, 2012, when the university had to borrow money to fund the pension plan. And that's a whole another story, because that's been developing over time And it was exacerbated by the post-recession environment of low interest rates, which contributes to higher liabilities for the university.
I remember back in 2006, the faculty senate had taken a vote of no confidence in the Jackson administration. And more recently, she's been embroiled with the student union. That student union at RPI, for more than a century, has always been independent. It's always been one of the leading independent student unions in the country, where the students are able to control, how their activity fees are being spent. Some people feel that she may be trying to grab control of the student union, which is fairly financially solvent, to help out with some of the debt requirements. But how has the fight over the student union impacted, say, why Renew Rensselaer has stepped up?
Well, I think that was a flashpoint for a lot of alumni, and in particular with the alumni that came together to form our group. It was really right in the wake of the first student protest in March of 2016 about the student union that got our attention. I had been following the financial situation for many years prior, just because of my background of having worked in banking. But there were a number of different groups that were angered about the student union. It's a real emotional issue, I think, for a lot of alumni. It's a real source of pride for alumni that we have a university that still has an independent union. It's a point of differentiation for the school. And we think there are a lot of leaders that are developed from having to manage the union. So it's through the letter writing and the cross communication and the overlapping of networks of alumni that we had the growth and the beginning of the Renew Rensselaer movement. We came to know people we had never met who shared equal or similar thoughts and opinions about how the school was being run, concerns about finances, concerns about management style. And we started to do our research to scratch below the surface. And one of the immediate obstacles we encountered was a lack of transparency. There is no easy way to get the financial reports for the university for an alum who just wants to, do a review. I know when I first started looking hard at the financials, I called the financial division and asked them for copies of their statements, and they said they don't make them available. Now, myself having particular financial knowledge and experience, I was able to figure out where they were posted and then gain access to them. So there are a number of issues we think that this points to in terms of how the governance of the university is at the present time.
I'm going to ask you sort of a two-part question. One is, partly in response to the Renew Rensselaer, the administration circulated a letter from one of the faculty members, I believe, who raised the question, well, perhaps if, President Jackson was not a woman and a person of color, that people are less likely to attack autocratic behavior if it comes from a man. So that was not well received by a lot of the alumni. But in general, you mentioned the issue of lack of transparency. I know you've had some efforts to discuss this with the administration and I believe the board. What has overall been the response of the Jackson administration and the Board of Trustees to some of these concerns, many of which now have been raised for almost more than a decade?
Well, I think there's a strong belief on the board that Dr. Jackson has done many good things for the university. And we would agree with that up to a point. But the environment has changed dramatically during her tenure. And we think strategically the Rensselaer plan, with its focus on growing research, isn't necessarily the best way forward, primarily because the government funding isn't available as much as it used to be. And so we've questioned whether this is the right approach going forward. We've questioned the governance, and we offered to help, actually. We went to the trustees and offered our services to try to help with fundraising, knowing there were shortages of financial resources. But as a requirement, we wanted to see improvements in government and some refocus on the undergraduate programs to strengthen them. But we didn't find much reception to our ideas. And so we decided, well, we'll step back. And they have announced a new capital campaign. We don't want to interfere with that. And so we decided we'll just continue to do our work quietly and wait and see for the how the results of that go. And then, of course, in September, October, the whole issue about the hiring of the new director of the student union erupted. And there was a student protest on campus, actually, right during the launch of the Capital campaign. So that refocused us to a great extent on our research. And we decided it's probably time that we speak out to the alumni and let them know what we found and what we think is the real story about how the university's financial situation is, its academic standing, and most importantly, how it's being managed.
So we're about out of time. We've been talking with John Krobe of Renew Rensselaer. There is a lot of information on the website, including you mentioned the academic rankings, which have been slipping, not tremendously, but certainly somewhat, you know, over the years, particularly in some of the graduate and undergraduate engineering programs. So what are you asking the alumni to do at this point? And if people want to become more involved with Renew Rensselaer, how best to do that?
Well, on our website, we have a platform of recommendations that we've put forward to the trustees. Our goal is actually to try to get more alumni involved and supportive of the university, particularly with fundraising. But with that, we want improvements in governance. And we're asking the alumni to review our platform on the website, and if they find and feel they can support it, to sign it. We've already accumulated, I think in 2 weeks, over 350 signatures of support from alumni. So our ambition and our goal in the near term is to generate as much alumni support for our platform and our request of the trustees to implement that platform. So I just encourage alumni to read our website, study the issues, get informed, and be involved. Make your own decision, and if you support us, you know, please sign.
So this has been Mark Dunley for WOC with John Krobe, and I should disclose that I am an alumni, a graduate of the class of 1975, and just this morning I did sign the platform.
And if people are interested in more information, there is a big article this morning in the Times Union, and the pattern seems to be Times Union runs it one day and the Troy Record runs it the next, so you can keep up with both of them. We were talking with John Krobe of Renew Rensselaer, which is this new coalition of concerned RPI alumni.